Hi, listening friends. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 29th, 2013. Well, everyone, are you sick of turkey yet? Oh, I absolutely love Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite meals. And I almost can't wait when we have like Thanksgiving many times at like noon or 2 o'clock. Yesterday, I had it with friends, Dick and Linda Skaggs, neighbors of mine. But you almost can't wait, at least in my mind, for it to be like 5 or 6 o'clock when you can have turkey sandwiches again and watch some more football and lay on the couch and just gab and share. And oh, what a just a wonderful day. And then to just be thankful with friends, thankful for Almighty God and His sovereign plan and the ways that He's at work, and appreciate Thanksgiving. But yet there's somebody else that I'm very thankful for. His name is Scott Waddles. I had him interviewed, I don't know, a couple years back, Scott, that you were on the morning edition of Mark and Friends?
Yeah. I think it was a couple of years ago, not too long, but, you know, long enough that, hey, it's good to be back.
And some of our friends have heard me talk about the event that's coming up tomorrow at the Lincoln Square Theater in Decatur. You actually came up with the idea and the concept, and the singing men are participating along with, what's the name of that high school choir that will be a part of the event?
It is the Matching High School Green Wave Singers. And you know, Mark, as I'm thinking about many times after Thanksgiving, it's kind of, you know, you're eating a lot and you're thinking, now we need to get out and do something, and Christmas is coming, so you got a little ways to go. Well, guess what? Saturday night, we're going to entertain you. So bring the relatives if they're still hanging around, if they haven't left to go home yet. This is a good way to get them out of the house and come out to the Lincoln Square Theater. The singing men, I truly believe, are the cherry on top of this Thanksgiving pie, because they're going to bring so much to the celebration of Christmas. We've been working on this probably since September, of building the show and putting together our favorite Christmas songs that most people recognize whenever you go into a store and hear the Christmas music playing. We're going to redo these songs, Blue Suede Crew style. The high schoolers are going to come and join their voices with us. And then to close the show, you'll hear the singing men come in. And that's when the true spirit, I think, will be is going to fill that theater. You're going to hear songs like Silent Night, O Holy Night, O Come All Ye Faithful. And when the singing men are there, it just lifts everything towards God. I feel truly blessed to be a part of a project with them.
Well, I want to talk about that project and what people can anticipate, and just some of your own faith journey and the growth that I've witnessed over the past 3 or 4 years, maybe even 5 years, because I know you did an Elvis tribute with the singing men at Rock Home Garden some years back, and yet seeing you on your faith journey and then integrating more of the Elvis gospel arrangements into some of your shows and just some of the unique ways you've been at work. But let me give our listeners a little sampling. This is a recording you did recently, the first Noel. You're doing it in a style where it's a tribute to Elvis, and yet you love the lyrics, and you had a unique thing. Let me share a couple of different things. The past, I think, 3 Monday nights, you've participated at all of our singing men rehearsals. You've come in and sang with the guys, rehearsed with us, because we're going to be singing some backups. But before I tell some more of that story, because I've been so blessed, your heart for why you're doing this event, some of the funds, $2 off of the ticket prices, will go to a special charity. We've been praying up this event. So it's just not a show. It's going to be a unique presentation with a tribute to some of Elvis's songs, sang in a unique manner with Blue Suede Crew as backup. But before we talk more about it, let me play a song you recently recorded called The First Noel. How would you describe it? In an Elvis style?
Yeah, and, you know, Elvis, he was really in charge of the production of his music. He knew what he wanted. And I've heard so many artists say that you're just not going to do it better than what he did. That's where his gift really was. And so he had a lot of big voices as well behind him, as well as fantastic musicians. And with the gift that he had with his voice as well, I think people were just drawn to it. I think there was a lot of love in Elvis's voice. He really wanted to connect with people. I truly believe he was a man of faith. Just he was doing it in a world that was very difficult, the rock and roll world. But anyway, his music has touched my heart, and his gospel music, especially in times before that I had given my life to Christ. He was that connection that continued to draw me through his music, through his gospel music.
So here's Scott Waddles doing a rendering of The First Noel.
The First Noel.
Scott, I just love your voice, your sound, your passion. I know a few years ago when we had you on the morning edition of Mark and Friends, you had your guitar and you played and sang, and I had people calling in. They thought I was playing literally an Elvis song, and they couldn't figure out how it was live. Of course, you know, there's Elvis sightings all over the country and the world.
Sure.
But they literally thought it was Elvis because you've really worked at it, and yet I think you describe it as a tribute, not an impersonator. Talk a little about that.
Well, I tell you, I've always been an Elvis fan, obviously, and I had seen impersonators, and I just really never cared for impersonators. You know, I thought, well, there's only one Elvis, and, you know, it's just kind of goofy. Well, it came about, Mark, through church. We had our little, they call it the Cornfield Follies. And as you travel up Route 57, around exit 192, so there's a church out in the middle of a cornfield, and that's Dorn St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And so this little church is really where I got the support to start performing, because I never really performed until I was, oh, good grief, probably 24 years old. So I was a late bloomer. They had me sing in church, and people kept referring to the Elvis sound, and they said, would you dress up as Elvis for our talent show? It was kind of a fun gathering of everyone in our church. So I had a little rental costume and a wig that looked more like Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
It went over really well, and so there was a gentleman there who said, would you come do this at the Special Olympics Family Festival? I said, sure, it's a good time. Lo and behold, there was a huge crowd, and I just really enjoyed putting the smile on people's faces. So I came home and told my wife, Sonia, I said, you know, I really enjoyed this. I think it's something I need to do more of. So grew my hair out. So my wife had not married an Elvis tribute artist, but I kind of became one. And again, the tribute is not to over-personify his personality, but do a tribute to his music. In the spirit of his show, you know, that's where the costumes and the look comes from. And I honestly, I've done some competitions. I've lost more than I've won because I really don't try to over-personify him. But again, this isn't something I really planned on. If I really wanted to pursue music, I thought, sure, you know, doing an Elvis tribute is not the way that I want to go. But God continues to use that because it continues to open doors and provide me opportunities. And I think what I've been blessed with is people are drawn to the Elvis image, but they get past that when they see what I'm really trying to put forth in the performance, as well as sharing my faith and my own testimony. And so, again, this event that's coming up, you know, it's obvious that Elvis draws people in, and that's all over the world. And so with that, we can use that to draw people in. But what they're really going to see, you know, most of the show is going to be their favorite Christmas music. And then towards the end, we're going to lift everything up to Christ. And that's where the singing men come in. And it's my hope then that people leave that night being well entertained. But also, if they don't know Christ, they will definitely feel his love through our music that night as we lift everything to Christ.
And that's one of the things I was so blessed when you've been at our Singing Men rehearsals the last few weeks, watching you these many years on your faith journey and surrendering more of yourself. Like all of us, it's that sanctification process where, you know, you make mistakes, you go through some trials, you lean more heavily into the Lord. Maybe then you get more self-dependent, or you do your own thing, and then the Lord brings a reminder in or a circumstance, and you draw more on him and on his strength, and you commit more passionately to read his word. And I've seen that progression, that growth in you. Then the last 3 weeks when you were sharing your passion for the show, and you know, you enjoy being with the singing men, and you're like exhorting us, guys, the Spirit of God lives in you. So when we meet in this auditorium and we put on a show, God's presence is there. And then I loved how you said, it's not so much about Elvis, but there's so much meaning and power in some of the songs, and that's what you want to communicate, the spirit of Christmas, and allow God to use it in a unique way. And I think the guys started catching the vision that, yeah, you do a great tribute, you have a great voice, and sounding like Elvis, and yet you're so much more about how can we use this event. Because there'll be many secular people, and I can say that because the preponderance of our listeners are Christians, but I know that there's a cross-section of people that tune in that might find an Elvis tribute Christmas concert, something interesting, and yet it's going to be so much more than that. And that's been your passion and prayer from, I think, the onset, right?
Yeah. Elvis has gone on record several times where people have, of course, he was called the king of rock and roll, and even you can hear it in some of his live concert tapings where someone will holler, you know, Elvis, you're the king, and he'll say, no, I'm not. Jesus Christ is king. You know, here's a rock and roll star in front of 40,000 people and flashing flash bulbs, and it would be very easy for someone in that point to be arrogant and say, well, thank you. But he was very quick to say, no, there's only one king, and that's Jesus Christ. So, you know, I think even with the show that we're doing, again, Elvis is just another vehicle for us to use, but Christ is king, and yeah, that's really why we're there and to share that. And I have felt blessed, too. So, again, it's not us. It's not the individuals. It is God. Just from the three nights that I've came and with the singing men, the fellowship, and when you have 50 men arm in arm and praying and singing and worshiping God, wow. How can you not leave totally affected? You know, the first night that I came up, Mark, I brought our trombone player because he was going to be charting. And as we're leaving that rehearsal, we're both excited, and we're talking about the talent that was there and the voices. And as it's coming together, we come outside. And if you remember back, it was snowing that night. And I looked over at Michael, and I said, we truly are on the right track, because to me, here's our sign as the vehicle's covered in snow. So it was kind of symbolic of we're definitely on the right track. And I think if you watch, look, and pray in life, that God will give you those answers. And as we grow in our relationship with Him, as I hope that I have in the last few years, the more time you spend, the more you eventually lean on Him and you totally do trust Him because you see what He's doing in your life. But you really have to step back and watch closely. We get so wrapped up in the busyness of the world, and it is the same world as when Christ was here. They haven't invented any new challenges or new problems. It's all there. So we just have to focus on Him, and that's where all the answers really lie. It took me a long time to figure that out. I know that now. It's just that I have to continue to remind myself through His Word and through prayer and fellowship with people who are also on the same journey. And so we hope to bring more people along our journey Saturday night when we lift our voices up towards Him.
Yep, that's tomorrow night at the Lincoln Square Theater in Decatur. For more information, you can call the Lincoln Square Theater, 217-422-1711. That's 217-422-1711. Tickets are $12. $2 of the ticket prices is going to go to a special charity. You're going to hear from the singing men of GNN. So we'll close out the concert with six or seven really God-honoring songs. We'll do backup on a number of selections that Scott will be singing along with us. Blue Suede Crew is a fantastic band. You're going to really be delighted and blessed by how gifted they are. There's a choir that's going to be participating in singing songs. And the Lincoln Square Theater is located at 145 North Main Street, Indicator. 145 North Main Street, Indicator. And I want to fit in another song, Silent Night. It's a classic. With me on today's edition of Mark and Friends is Scott Waddles, and you can meet him in person tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are $12, so come on out, everyone. Bring some cash or your checkbook and head out to the Lincoln Square Theater tomorrow. The show will begin at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m., and we'd love to have you. But let me fit in another song. This is Silent Night by Scott Waddles, and you'll be very familiar with the voice.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy is
Scott, I just appreciate your heart for what we hope to accomplish tomorrow night at the Lincoln Square Theater. And yet, there's a charity that'll benefit because you have a heart for helping others, too. Tell us a little about it in our closing minute or two.
Well, about a year ago that I was asked to do a fundraiser for the Mary Bryant Home for the Visually Impaired, and Ann Owen had contacted me. And, of course, I instantly said yes because in my growth with God, I've lost my eyesight 3 times due to detached retina. You know, again, it was just a time of him pulling me in and trusting in him. I would not want to go through it again, although with my condition, Marfan syndrome, I know there is that possibility that it may happen again. But what the Mary Bryant Home provides is it provides assisted living for those, even married couples, who have lost their eyesight. And so this home really exists on its own. It does not receive any funding from the state that I'm aware of. So this money is very, very important to provide that assistance and that living space for those who have visual impairment. You know, it's hard for all of us to understand God's purpose and his plan for each and every one of us. So I feel very blessed that I have gotten my eyesight back, thanks to the wonderful surgeons as well at Barnes Hospital. But if there's anything that I can do to give back, you know, and by using my talent to do that, it definitely is a very important thing to do.
Well, there's a lot more to the story. We didn't get to even tell some of the love story about Sonia and some of the unique ways you serve at nursing homes and at elderly care facilities and just using your gifts to bring joy to people's hearts. So I'm hoping so many of our Great News Radio listeners will head out to Decatur tomorrow night at the Lincoln Square Theater. Doors open at 6 p.m. The show will begin at 7 p.m. It'll include the Singing Men of GNN, Scott Waddles, who was featured today. You heard a few of his songs. He does a great Elvis tribute. Blue Suede Crew will back him up along with the Singing Men of GNN. And that'll also include the Mattoon High School Green Wave Choir. And so you're in for a real treat. Tickets are $12. And if you need more information, call the Lincoln Square Theater at 217-422-1711. That's 217-422-1711. Well, Scott, I'm looking forward to singing alongside you tomorrow night. Hope many of our listeners will come out, and it's going to be a great event. First Christmas concert, everyone. Come join us, and we'll see you tomorrow at the Lincoln Square Theater in Decatur. Hey, Scott, thanks for being available for today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much, Mark, and may God bless you and all of our listeners.
Hey.
And Mark, thank you so much for sharing your story. God's continuing to use you, and wow, he's just got so much ahead.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
All right, God bless.
Bye-bye.
The everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years I met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels stars together proclaim thy holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee light above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars.